This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. BOGO is back for 1 week only. Buy one and get one of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm free. Order at EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
He's the highest paid employee in our federal government.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is retiring.
Well, 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 it's finally happened.
I've got to do it sometime. I can't stay at this job forever.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
As you know, gasoline comes from oil. Oil is traded on a global market, and so we are at the whim, if you will, of what happens globally.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
We're talking about tax breaks for adding solar panels, energy efficient windows, appliances, heat pumps. You know, what do you say to the families who simply can't afford this stuff in the first place?
It's all been arranged just for us to get your money. We're the only winners.
Oh my God. That is hilarious.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. You know, it's been a momentous 6 days. First, it was Liz Cheney. Then it was Humpty Dumpty, Brian Stelter. And this morning, it was Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci, it's so sad, isn't it? You know, it's struck down in the prime of his career at the age of 81 or 82. And, you know, if you had any doubts about whether there was going to be a Republican takeover of Congress, at least one house, probably, I'd say probably both, you can rest assured now, because if Anthony Fauci thought he could go on ruining everything the way he's been ruining everything for the last 50 plus years, since the Lyndon Johnson administration, Lyndon Johnson administration, if he thought he could hang on any longer, guess what? It would take the jaws of life to pry him out of there, out of the public trough. But he's gone. He's gone because he doesn't want to have to face the prospect of getting a subpoena from Representative Mr. Chairman Jim Jordan, or from Senator Mr. Chairman Rand Paul, to discuss his actions with gain of function research, funneling money to the Wuhan lab, and how much he's been making in royalty payments, and how much his wife makes on her salary. I would love to see the guy get up there and have to take the Fifth Amendment, or have to pull the old I cannot recall. To the best of my recollection, I have no memory of that. Over and over and over again. But the point is that now he figures that they're going to just let him ride off into the sunset. But I don't think so.
We had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, have you ever heard the term Freudian slip? Did you think that soundbite that I just played, was that a Freudian slip when you said you were working with Chinese communists? I wonder how the Beagle community feels about this. I think the Beagles are pretty happy, right? When they announced they weren't going to experiment on Beagles anymore, did you notice that they suddenly had 4,000 Beagles that were available for adoption. I guess Fauci was not going to be able to torture them, or his minions were not going to be able to torture them. 844-500-4242-774. Do you think fraud Fauci will be taking any classified papers home with him? That's a really good question. And you know what the follow-up question to that is? We know the answer to the follow-up question. Will he be targeted by the FBI? Will there be an ongoing criminal investigation if he decides to take some papers, some classified documents with him? So this is a really big event, and I'm sure that that President Trump is going to have something to say about this a little bit later on, as time goes on, because he's not exactly a big fan of Dr. Fauci, in case you haven't noticed it. But we did want to play some statements. He did have comments about both Brian Stelter and about Liz Cheney over the weekend on Truth Social. And again, for most shows, that's all they get is the Truth Social, his version of Twitter. But he calls up and he leaves statements for us to play on the air. He leaves us voicemails. And the first one I want to play is he's talking about Mitch McConnell, who's now trying to throw the Senate Minority Leader, who's now trying to throw cold water on the chances of the GOP retaking control of the Senate in November. I get the feeling that Mitch is not too displeased about that. That he doesn't want Trump to savor too many victories come November. But anyway, this was Trump's response, and again, he left a voicemail message. This is on Truth Social for everybody else, but for Howie Carr Show listeners and viewers, it's the actual president himself leaving the statement. Cut one.
Why do Republican senators allow a broken-down hack politician, Mitch McConnell, to openly disparage hard-working Republican candidates for the United States Senate? This is such an affront to honor and to leadership. He should spend more time and money helping them get elected, and less time helping his crazy wife and family get rich on China.
But of course, that was another one of President Trump's less fortuitous appointments, wasn't it? He made her what, transportation secretary, I think it was? Transportation or commerce secretary, one of those jobs, but I think it was transportation. Then we come to Brian Stelter, Humpty Dumpty, Baghdad Brian, Mr. Potato Head. Yesterday was his final day at the Clinton News Network, CNN, and so Trump had to commemorate the occasion. Cut to.
Brian Stelter of fake news CNN got fired because he lied and lied and lied about me. May he rest in peace.
Thinking about Humpty Dumpty reminded President Trump of another person who, in a political sense, won't be coming down for breakfast. And that would be Liz Cheney. Cut three.
Trivia question. Who's got less charisma, Brian Stelter or Liz Cheney? I say Liz Cheney because Stelter could have gotten more votes than she did the other night in Wyoming. She lost by 40.
So she has announced that she's setting up a super PAC. She went into that good night, into political oblivion, with $7 million in her campaign account. So she can transfer that, I guess, for federal races. She couldn't transfer that for state races. Not that she could get elected dog catcher in Wyoming, let alone anything else, obviously, because she ran statewide for that one congressional seat. So she's going to use this $7 million to fund opponents to Trump Republicans, like Senator Ted Cruz, for instance, and of Texas, and Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. And she said they have rendered themselves unfit, in her humble opinion, for future office. Unfit for future public office. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. What exactly does she think she is fit for after her 40-point pounding the other night? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 203, I would like to think that Dr. Fauci resigned because of something that was in the boxes at Mar-a-Lago. I don't think so. Again, I think he knew long before the raid what Trump did or didn't have. I don't think he had a lot on Fauci, because I think Fauci controlled everything. 844-500-4242. So make, you know, if you want to call in and give your reaction to the end of Fauci's squalid career, what irritated you the most? Everybody had certain things about Fauci that just irritated the hell out of him. So we're just going to take a few calls on what irritated you the most about Dr. Fauci. You have a 55-year window of opportunity to look back at. When he went on the federal government, Life magazine sold like 5 million copies a week. Look magazine was still around. You know, the CBS Evening News had 30 million viewers a night.
I think the Saturday Evening Post was still
a thing. The Saturday Evening Post was, it was on the downhill slide, but it was still there. Saturday Review was still around. The largest selling magazines in America were Reader's Digest and TV Guide. You probably still in your town had an evening newspaper, whatever the town was. I mean, that's how long ago all this was. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Well, that's the number if you want to talk about what irritated you the most about Fauci. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Yum, 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 yum. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio. Huh?
He's Howie Carr.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there, so it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science.
That has to be in the top five. He is science. If you criticize him, you are criticizing science. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What would a federal receivership of the MBTA mean for service? Better service, worse service, or no change?
I'm going to say no change.
We have a very negative audience today. Only 3% say better service. And it's almost a 49-48 split. Worse service to no change.
Yeah. I mean, no circumstances could I imagine that the service would get better under federal. Some of the local congressmen are calling for a federal takeover of the MBTA. By the way, did you see this guy Poftek, who's the head of the MBTA? He was on vacation last week. They're getting ready to shut down one and a half of the four lines, and he was on vacation. So today they shut it down and he comes back for a photo op. Did you see that, Taylor? Yeah, they made sure they had all the cameras out. He's going, hey, over this way, here, this way to the shuttle bus. What a.
I saw they have detours for the buses now. The buses can use certain streets,
yeah,
but other cars can't.
Yeah.
So you've really got to be paying attention out there what roads you can and cannot travel anymore.
As if they haven't screwed up the city streets enough with all these bike lanes, you know, all roads you've been driving on your entire life, and all of a sudden instead of two lanes, there's one lane because they got a bike lane. Now they want to have convoys of bike lanes. Oh my goodness. 844-500-4242. I thought Fauci was going to stick around until Brandon left. Didn't he say that? He said he was
going to say December is not that time.
This may be an omen here that they are. Maybe they are planning to leave together. But Biden, of course, is, you know, he's in an iron lung in Delaware somewhere, I guess. But his caregiver has put out a statement in Biden's name praising him. Whether you've met him personally or not, he has touched all Americans' lives with his work. You know what? I would have to agree with that statement. He has touched all Americans. Like
many Americans' deaths, too.
99% for the worse, for shutting down their schools or their businesses, lockdowns, not letting them go to their relatives or friends' funerals, not letting them go to church.
By the way, did you see Joe Biden's schedule for this week?
What is it?
Wednesday, he returns to the White House. Friday, he departs for Delaware.
Just as well, I can use a week off from transcribing Brandonisms.
Well, you've already had 1 week, so here comes another.
978, she blinded me with science. Yeah, I remember that.
He thinks of himself as like a made guy in the mob. You know how they all had nicknames like Freddy the Finger and right. Harry the Horse? He's Tony the Science Fauci.
I think he's little Anthony is what he is. That's right. They already gave that guy was indicted last week in New York, little Anthony. But he is another little Anthony. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, one of the things that really irritate me is all the things he said he knew and all the things he did, and he'll never be accountable for any of it that he got wrong, and all the people that may have died because they hung on his every word.
And he will, but it's worse than that, Jim. He will never even apologize for it, will he?
Nope, he never will.
It is.
You expect that with the politicians, but he wasn't supposed to be political, so I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, it was like he was running the country, and I never saw his name on the ballot. I never would have voted for the guy. I mean, he screwed up the AIDS epidemic long before COVID or the panic, whatever you want to call it, raised its ugly head. You know, he's been a total screw up his entire career in government. Thanks for the call, Jim. Jeremiah, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
Thank you, Howie. Listen, the reason I didn't like his arrogance too, that thing, he's not the science. He's the bureaucracy.
That's excellent observation. Yes.
And on top of that, he's just another example of these far expertise people that we have in the office. Let me tell you about the worst far one is Jane Fonda. She made the movie The China Syndrome, and that stopped nuclear power in its tracks. In 1968, MIT had developed a working tokamak. Can you imagine how far ahead we'd be right today if we continued that technology?
I know. And Germany tried to get away from it. And now, because of the situation with the cutoff of natural gas from Russia, they're having to reopen their nuclear reactors. And even before when they shut down their nuclear reactors, all they were doing was buying nuclear-fueled electrical power from France, which, despite all of its other failings as a society, France was never dumb enough to shut down its nuclear plants. Thanks for the call, Jeremiah. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to join us here on the Howie Carr Show. Right now, though, it's time for Grace with the news.
Thank you, Howie. I'm thrilled to be here. Yes, Biden, and I know Taylor mentioned this earlier, but it is worth noting that Biden has taken a 2-week break as his vacation time outstrips Trump, Obama, and Bush. It did feel like he was taking a lot of time off, didn't it?
You know, I'm really not looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, look at how much damage he's done, you know, working or barely working.
Well, that's a very good point that you bring up. And Ron Klain was actually interviewed in Politico, and he said that when Joe Biden is not there, he sleeps in later, but he's able to get more work done throughout the day. If anyone wants to read my take on Ron Klain's victory lap, you can go to spectatorworld.com and check it out.
Okay, great. And you tweeted it off of my account.
I'm going to, yes. I'll tweet it off of Howie's. President Biden will wrap up a two-week vacation at his beach house in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, Wednesday. As one unofficial count indicates, he has spent more time away from the White House than his three immediate predecessors at the same point.
But so he's going to wrap up his vacation on Wednesday, and then he's going to go back to the beach house on Friday.
But that doesn't count as vacation. That's just weekend. Weekend stuff.
You know, the joke
summer
at the,
Fridays.
The joke at the State House used to be that it was the only building in the world where everybody said, have a nice weekend on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm,
but he's not coming back to the White House until Wednesday.
And then he says, I'll see you Monday. Yeah, it really is. It really is crazy. Adult illegal immigrants are posing as children at the border to avoid deportation. There's been a lot of conversations happening about illegal immigration right now, and a lot of it's being focused on Greg Abbott and the governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, sending illegal aliens on buses to New York City and to D.C. But I think it's also worth noting that what's happening in Texas and on these border towns is still ongoing. Like, it hasn't stopped just because people are a few thousand people are being bused to New York City.
To resort hotels.
Yes.
In Times Square.
There's still a lot of craziness happening
where
in Texas.
A martini costs $20. But hey, you know, when you're on welfare, who cares? Let the cost be damned. Charge it to the taxpayers.
Yeah, it's a write-off.
Yeah. We got a lot of stuff on that in the next hour about what's going on in New York City. They're freaking out. And tomorrow's the primary day. I mean, not that there are any conservatives running in New York City who could benefit from this chaos, but still, it is an interesting backdrop, I think you could call it.
Yeah, and what's interesting about that is that Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, who seems more intent on visiting nightclubs than he does actually governing, he was very much on the team of, this is horrific that Abbott is doing this. Him and Mayor Muriel Bowser were kind of trying to paint the picture that these illegal aliens were being tricked. And now they're putting them up at $700 a night hotels. They're giving them all of these things, cell phones, school supplies. So in my mind, I'm thinking, well, now people are going to be lining up to get, they're not going to have to trick people anymore.
Did you see what the New York Post was interviewing illegals yesterday?
Yes.
At the ice cream stand. Mm-hmm. You know, people talk about the price of ice cream going up this summer. Not for illegal aliens.
Taylor and I had this conversation today.
Their ice cream is free.
We had the same exact conversation this morning on the elevator, Taylor and I, about ice cream, because he went and got ice cream this weekend. Sorry, Taylor, am I revealing too much?
It was several weeks ago.
But still, you noted about the price.
I even mentioned to the cashier, I said, boy, prices are blowing up. We got two smalls. Came out to $10. Used to be like $5.
Did you say, do you know who I am? I am an illegal alien. I eat on the arm, everything free in America.
It is crazy, though. And you know what the other thing about ice cream is right now? They got to figure out these sizes. Because if you get a kitty size, it's the same as a small, which is really the same as a medium. I mean, the only one that's a different size is a large. And you have to be insane to get a large. It's three scoops of ice cream. I've never seen real life people get those kind of ice creams that come in the massive waffle cones. The only one I've ever seen buy those is Joe Biden. Not buy them, but he also probably gets his ice cream for free, if I had to guess.
You know, the thing that gets me about this response by Mayor Adams and Mayor Bowser, they're blaming Abbott and Ducey like they're the ones who opened the border.
Right.
It was Biden who did this. You know, why do they think that only the rural southwestern part of the country has to deal with this invasion of shiftless criminals?
Yeah, and I'm blanking now on where I read this piece, and I'll try to find it and give credit, but it was all about Eric Adams and Muriel Bowser and how you can tell when something is empty virtue signaling when it starts to cost people. because when it's free to do, people love it. People love the signs in their yard. They love the logos and their Facebook icons. If it's free, the second it starts to cost them in one way or another, they totally change their tune. And it really shows you how little they actually, how little they actually believe this stuff. Eric Adams included. CNN axed Brian Stelter, but word is they're not done with the purge yet. Everyone's been hearing about this. The person who tweets about this kind of stuff a lot is John Nicosia of News Cycle Media. And this is what he had to say. Stelter was a go because he was seen as working against current management's goals, leaking, stirring dissatisfaction internally. One CNN source went on to say he started believing he was the only thing between democracy. I'm sorry. Sorry, Brian. Hold on. Let me try that again. Brian Stelter started believing he was the only thing between democracy and anarchy.
You know what? I would not want to be the only thing between Brian Stelter and a buffet table.
Howard. CNN's chairman and CEO Chris Licht clearly isn't finished. This is a time of change, and I know that's unsettling, Licht said, addressing what the Daily Beast described as outrage.
Changes.
You know what's funny is that people say, oh, there's been backlash and outrage over Brian Stelter's firing. And I say to those people, well, you weren't outraged enough to actually watch the program. You know, like I just was talking about virtue signaling, how once it comes at a cost, people will virtue signal all day long. But you know what they won't do? They won't suffer through CNN's programming. That's a bridge too far, even for them.
I think they would rather have, 20 or 30 illegal aliens moving into a tent next door than watch Brian Stelter's on TV.
Illegal aliens, windmills, housing,
solar panels,
housing projects. They don't care. As long as it's not, don't make me watch Brian Stelter, then I'll be okay. No one is safe or secure right now, a CNN staffer declared on Friday.
It's kind of like if you're in one of these communities overrun by illegal aliens. So CNN, welcome to the club. Find out what it's like to live in flyover country.
The other big story of the day, Howie, which I know you've talked about already and you'll continue to talk about, is Dr. Fauci announced he will retire in December. The timing is something else.
Dr. Fauci, you said you were going to leave with Joe Biden. Do you know something we don't know?
Yeah.
That would be a nice question, right?
He did announce like a teaser about a month or two ago. And then he said, oh, no. Don't worry. You haven't seen the last of me. And then today, randomly.
Really?
And the timing of it. Yeah, of course, the timing of it is weird when you think about if Republicans take over the House and they're able to open up a lot of these investigatory committees. That's an aspect of it. But I also think another part of this is the CDC's recent mea culpa from Rochelle Walensky about reorganizing the CDC. This all builds into they want to be able to say in a few months, oh, that's water under the bridge, you know?
It's old news.
What, are you going to drag out the 80-year-old Dr. Fauci and make him sit here and talk to us about these things that are so far in the past?
He did the best he could do. And we'd like to, Dr. Fauci, we'd like to thank you for your public service. And you were so... You were so ill-served. You only made $400,000 a year with...
It wasn't enough.
For all those decades, that half century plus. I keep thinking of when I heard the word today, that he was gone. I kept thinking, he's not till December, though. So, in the words of the old country song, Grace, how can I miss you when you won't go away?
It's not over yet. He still has a few more months to really... show us what he's made of.
Walk out backwards so I'll think you're walking in. No, not really. That won't be necessary.
McDonald's finally brings hit twist on classic Big Mac to the U.S. Are you ready for this, Howie? This is the part of the show where I let Howie really flex his beautiful people muscles.
Yeah, you love throwing in these McDonald's stories.
I do, because he becomes such a snob, even more so than his typical. He's I used to be able to eat McDonald's,
stomach isn't as big as it used to be, Grace, as
I
you well know.
Shudder at the thought.
Well, I've already read the story, but tell everybody what their new super Big Mac is.
It's a chicken Big Mac, and it's coming amid a fast food feud that has been dubbed the Chicken Sandwich Wars. There's wars between McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and they're competing with Popeyes and Chick-fil-A.
That war? You know, I'm a conscientious objector in that war.
Would you have a Chick-fil-A sandwich?
I would have I will have those Chick-fil-A
Nuggets. That's what I get, yeah. Howie. If I have to stop at a Chick-fil-A, I get them the nuggets.
That's what I like. I like those.
You do.
But I mean, McChickens suck. So why would I want a double McChicken?
I've never been a chicken girl in general. Like, if I had the option between chicken and beef, I'm always going to go beef.
Well, is this sandwich from McDonald's the processed patty, or is it an actual chicken breast?
I think it's a processed patty is what it is.
If I had to guess with their track record, if I was a betting woman.
They do have a chicken breast.
Yeah, so now I'm the snob, but you guys are asking the same kind of questions that I would ask.
You are the snob.
I'm asking questions that I would consider eating this sandwich.
The sandwich will include two tempura chicken patties, pickles, shredded lettuce, and American cheese. Taylor?
No thanks.
So it's the chicken. It's the processed chicken.
Yeah, but okay. I think it's just an extra patty. Is essentially. I don't know why it required a big news rollout.
In my younger days, my college years, I would have gone for that.
By the way, everyone, I will be back for Hate Mail Monday later, and we have some really great messages. And actually, Taylor Cormier, I think, is the star of this week's Hate Mail Monday.
Oh, that's quite the tease. Okay, well, we've. We'll be back with Hate Mail Monday in about 30 minutes or so. But in the meantime, I cracked Grace up for some reason. This is, wow. She's crawling away. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night. You finally fall asleep at dawn and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible the way I do, there is one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance MyPillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows. So many products combining the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. And here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and the Radio Listener Specials. And don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
We're not just gonna let you walk out of here.
Who's we, sucker?
Smith, and Wesson, and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Dr. Fauci, in his statement, said, "I am particularly proud to have served as the chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden since the very first day of his administration." And, you know, there's only been like, 800,000 Americans have died of COVID since Biden became president after a little over 200,000 died under Trump. So you've done a remarkable job after blaming Trump for 200,000 dead. Now 800,000 more are dead. And it's not Biden's fault. It's not Brandon's fault. It's just one of those things. 844-500-4242. Drew, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Drew.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Just like everybody else, very underwhelmed with Fauci, but I could just sum it up real easy saying he's not always right, but he's never in doubt.
Right. That is a good way to put it. Yeah, he doesn't take criticism very well either, does he, Drew? You know?
No, he's the voice of science.
Yeah, He is. And, you know, that last caller, Jeremiah, though, was absolutely right. He isn't science. He's bureaucracy. Right down to the 55 years, he's never missed a paycheck. And did you notice, too, you know, let's say the Republicans take over Congress in November. He's not going to leave immediately. He's going to wait until the end of December. He wants to get that last big $8,000 a week paycheck in there. You know, after 55 years, he's again, this isn't a guy, this isn't not a guy who feeds at the trough. He licks the plate, and it's just outrageous. And these people that he's made into these nuts, there was a column called The Last Covidians today about all these people that just believe in this. And there's this woman, Dr. Nguyen on CNN. No, you haven't seen her. I haven't seen her because we don't watch CNN. Liana Nguyen of CNN fame. And she was
she's the one that was proposing that we don't go across state lines and all
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. She was a dead ender. But now she's saying, well, you know, maybe we better just, you know, go back to normal because this is just a scam. She doesn't say scam, but that's what it boils down to. And they hate her. They're treating her like she's Ann Coulter or someone. They're trying to get her thrown out of speeches on college campuses, all this stuff. So this is one, this guy, his name is Chad Goldsmith. And he tweeted this about, you know, he's the last Covidian, the last of the branch Covidians. I'm proudly one of those people and I'm entirely consistent, but I'm afraid I'm the last one left. Would that he was. Not only do I promote restrictions, I want them mandated, all caps, mandated. And now, all caps, no restaurants, no concerts, no nonsense. Enough is enough, and this nightmare must end. Once and for all caps, once and for all. I mean, who are these people? You know, the thing is, we have freedom of religion in this country. But you don't get to impose your religion on me. You know, as this columnist said, this is what we see on Team Reality every day. These people who would be far more at home wearing three masks in a Shanghai quarantine skyscraper rather than living a normal life. But they don't have the right to tell us how to live. They can live like that if they want, but they don't have the right to tell us how to live. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
Are they holding a candlelight vigil tonight in Newark for the bureaucratic passing of Dr. Fauci?
Yeah. Listen, I want to know, the Congress and the Senate have 50-50 vote to break the tie. Break the tie.
On the Senate
November,
side, yes.
Yeah. How many senators, how many Congress have to win in November? How many senators in Congress?
I think they need to pick up about 15, 20 seats to take over the House of Representatives. They need one seat in the Senate. They need a pickup of one in the Senate, and they need a pickup of about 15 in the House. The House is probably easier than the Senate right now. Thanks for the call, Mr. Garcia. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr. Oh, that's quite the tease.